Introducing subscriptions. For just $1 a month, you can support me and all of my guests in the podcast and get some extra episodes that will not get released to the public. For just $1 a month, stuff like hentai reviews and stuff that I can't really put on YouTube and those kind of areas. So, yeah. The link is in the description, so subscribe. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 6 of the Culture Club podcast. And today we have a very special guest, Mr. Goofy from Mickey Mouse.
Gosh, Mr. Purple Haze, it's a pleasure to be here.
And it's a pleasure to be here too.
It is your own podcast.
Indeed it is. Everybody, welcome. Esol. His Twitter will be down in the description, and hopefully Twitch, once you get one.
Oh, trust me, I already have one, just don't have a model made yet, so I will be debuting my Twitch early this year, so be on the lookout for that.
All right. Okay, so, Mr. Esol, a few introduction questions. Why don't you introduce yourself?
Well, hello, everybody. My name is Esol, or Esol VA, or Sol, not the Kia. So I'm not a car, just to put that out of the way. I'm an impressionist, a singer, an aspiring VA, and a soon-to-be 2D VTuber. So, like I said, I plan to debut early this year, so feel free to be on the lookout for that.
All right. So if you don't know me, which I probably don't, because I kind of got myself a new persona.
I've never seen you before in my life.
Yeah, my name is Purple Haze, and yes, I am named after that strain of cannabis. It is a very complicated story, so...
Who doesn't love a good story?
So, basically, Purple Haze is a type of cannabis or weed, which has a very high concentration of THC, and while having a sweet taste, it is a very wicked strain of THC, and it is very crazy, just like me.
Well, I like do smoking a little bit of the marijuana. It's what keeps me going.
On topic of that, have you actually had, like, any drugs at all?
No, to be honest, I don't smoke, I don't drink, I don't do any of that, believe it or not.
Oh man, bro. Well, I do all of that, but I do it very rarely, especially drugs. Because I had marijuana, like, twice in my life, maybe. And that's mainly because one of my classmates is actually, like, a dealer, you know?
Oh, wow! Really? He's a dealer? That's quite incredible!
So, yeah, I sometimes middleman for him, but that's a secret.
Well, your secret's been exposed, Mr. Purple Haze!
And in terms of alcohol, obviously, like any other person, I drink at special occasions, like the New Year.
Yeah, to be honest, I can agree with that. That's probably the only point at all in the year that I'd actually have a drink. And even then, it'd be a very, very small amount.
So, what, you don't consider yourself very good with alcohol?
No, just I've never been really too fond of it. Because I've tried it once, and I'm like, ugh, this stuff is nasty.
Oh yeah, it has a very bitter taste. Like, I don't know why people like stuff like vodka or spiritus. Because that
I honestly don't see the appeal to it, but
yeah.
I'm not trying to shit on people who like to drink, unless they, you know, do it excessively.
Because, like, quite literally, stuff like vodka and spiritus is literally just spicy water.
Yeah, no, thank you. I'll pass. Thank you very much.
Yeah, but stuff like flavored stuff, like Jack Daniels, like whiskey and stuff, I can get that. That thing actually has, like, some taste, right? But...
Well, I wouldn't know, but I will take your word for it.
Yeah, I've had a decent amount of Jack Daniels in my life. I've had the original. I've had the Tennessee Fire.
Oof.
And the Tennessee Honey. So I believe that honey goes really well with alcohol. And if you have a chance to taste like honey liquor, do it. It's really good.
I'll consider it, but like I said, I'm not too fond of alcohol in general, so maybe 2023 I shall give it a shot.
And literally. And then there's Tennessee Fire, which is cinnamon flavored.
That doesn't sound too appealing, Tennessee Fire.
It's cinnamon flavored and it's okay. It's still
just like one that...
It has a flavor. That's pretty much all I can say.
But the one thing that I will always stay clear of is moonshine. Because I've tried it once, and it was a small amount, and it was just so thick and syrupy. It's syrupy? I think that's a word.
Oh, hell yeah, brother. Pass me some of that moonshine.
But yeah, no, I will never drink moonshine again. It is literally like alcoholic sludge. Like, it is not... No, just no thank you. It is quite honestly horrible.
I've never had moonshine in my life.
I wouldn't recommend it.
Because here, moonshine isn't really that popular. I feel like moonshine is specifically like a U.S. thing.
Yep, because here in the great land of the U.S. and I...
So here it's usually like homemade like beer and stuff.
Where are you from? I don't remember if you told me.
I'm from Slovakia in the Eastern Europe.
Ooh, I've always wanted to go to Europe. Well, maybe not nowadays with the pandemic. That's probably not the greatest idea because I've also wanted to go to England, but England is looking pretty bad right now. So
yeah, actually some countries in Europe already started, like, completely diminishing the COVID restrictions. So, in countries like, I know Denmark doesn't require you to have masks on anymore.
Well, I already have my vaccination, so the only time I'll actually wear a mask is if I'm in a really enclosed space with a shit ton of people. But aside from that, I don't usually put it on.
Yeah, here it's like, you have to, you know? Because, like, over there in the U.S., they're like, you know, they're like, have your freedom, you know?
Yep, that's how we Americans diddle diddle do gone done. Yeah, that's how we roll.
I feel like when it comes to America, I feel like the two sides of the people might like bring America to like death and collapse, just like it did when Civil War struck.
Yeah, that's bound to happen eventually, especially the way things are going down nowadays, because people are constantly, fighting and killing each other, and racism is still a thing, and the back or the pandemic is driving everybody nuts, so that doesn't help.
Oh yeah, fun fact. Speaking of racism, our country, Slovakia, was ranked number one in the amount of racism. So
Oh God.
we are effectively the most racist country in Europe,
Oh
and
God.
possibly even the world, but there's still countries like
Oh
n
my God.
and there's still
Wow.
although there's still countries like North Korea and like Asia, there were no like tests ran there, but in like the entirety of Europe, almost every country, there was a test ran that basically detailed stuff like, would you let your child date blah 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 if that person was black, was Jewish, Asian, etc. And we went worst out of it, with more than 85% of questioned people
Oh my goodness.
disagreeing. And the worst out of it was black people, I think.
Oh dear.
Because it was 85% disagreed with their child dating a person of black color. Of, African American ethnicity.
Yeah. Wow, that
It was a little bit better with like Asians, which with Asians it was only like 40%, and with Jewish people it was only like 15%. So,
Wow.
yeah, but mainly black people. And I can see it. I can see it. 'Cause black people are pretty rare, at least here in the suburbs. And because I live in a village that has 1,800 members or like residents.
Wow, that's kind of small.
So, yeah, it's pretty small. And I don't think I mentioned it to you. But when we were over at my friend's house, he recently moved to a apartment complex. We have a very like kind of like Karen living below us.
Who doesn't love a Karen?
Right?
I certainly.
And
Since I.
she always complains about like noise coming from our end, despite her making noise pretty much every time she is there, and just stops making noise after, she hears us making noise so she can justify, making that noise complaint.
Oh, don't you love a hypocrite?
And recently we had a encounter with her. And this was when my friend's sister, who is my childhood friend, she was dating a person of color
Oh, she's got something to say about that.
before that encounter. She already like it was already over when we got confronted by that Karen.
Yeah.
But I guess she dug it up from somewhere. And she just flat out just screamed, "This bitch is dating a N-word."
Oh no.
Oh, sorry. Fucking a N-word. I can't believe
Well, that's any better.
Right?
Dear Lord.
And like with the hard R too.
Oh.
Cause here it's not really a big deal when someone says an N-word, so people tend to do it more.
Uh-huh.
Because I myself was never raised knowing the fact that the N-word is something really bad. Because it just isn't here.
Oh, wow.
Because if you would say that in, like, what, Manhattan or somewhere, right? People would just look at you, and maybe some person would maybe slap you or give you a good old punch. But here, no one bats an eye, because no one was raised to think it's bad.
Wow, that's...
That's
kind of awful.
That's probably one of the causes why this country is so fucking racist.
Wow.
But given the fact most of Eastern Europe and Balkan is racist, so...
Oh, really?
Yeah. And a lot of those countries are racist to other countries in the Baltic. So, for example, this was a story from my biology teacher, right? So she went on a trip, on like a vacation to Croatia. You know Croatia, right?
Yeah, sure, totally. Yep.
So, Croatia is like most of their land is next to a sea. So lots of beaches, lots of like resorts and stuff. And when she like went into a supermarket, she saw like a announcement on like the door.
Yeah.
And that announcement said, "Dear Slovaks, please don't steal."
Wow. Dear Lord.
And our biology teacher felt so embarrassed. She just started talking English to the clerk. Cuz she felt like she was gonna get fucking kicked from the store just because she was Slovak.
Wow. Yeah, but sad to say, racism is a thing that still exists in the world, and as many people as, or as much as people want it to, you know, not exist, that's sadly not the case.
Although, at that point, it's not racism, it's nationalism, or whatever the fuck it's called.
Nationism.
Yeah, something like that. I think it's nationalism, though. I don't know. It's a doubtful subject.
But that's pretty bad.
All right. So, next question. How did you get into like voice acting? What was that kicker that made you say, "I want to be an impressionist. I want to be a voice actor"?
Well, honestly, it's mostly from watching like YouTube voice actors, you know, like Sea Dog and Brian Hull, Brock Baker, Prince Vegeta, people of that nature. And plus, I always loved cartoons growing up, and seeing people do that kind of thing online, it just made me want to, like, you know, like, take it in as a hobby. Like, yeah, sure, that's something I like to do professionally, but nowadays I just see it mostly as a hobby. And it's a hobby that I actually really enjoy. And when I start VTubing, it's going to be one of my main gimmicks, doing impressions for people.
Okay, so one important question. What team are you when it comes to cartoons? Are you Team Nickelodeon, Team Disney, Team Cartoon Network?
Ah, oh, damn. That's a tough one. Well, right off the bat, I prefer the older stuff as opposed to the newer stuff. Not saying that the newer stuff is bad, but I just think the older stuff just has more of an edge and honestly can be more memorable than some of the newer stuff that we have nowadays. But stuff like Adventure Time, Steven Universe, those are all really good. But I've always loved the older stuff because that's what, you know, what I grew up on. I usually saw myself mostly watching old Cartoon Network shows, you know, like Dexter's Lab, Johnny Bravo,
Foster's Home for Men. That show was my childhood, man.
Courage the Cowardly Dog, Camp Lazlo, stuff of that nature.
Yeah.
All the things I do for love. Like, that stuff was my shit back in the day. And of course, you can't go wrong with Scooby-Doo, the Flintstones, stuff like that. Like, super old stuff.
For me, I mostly grew up on Cartoon Network and Comedy Central. So, stuff like South Park, Robot Chicken.
Oh, I love Robot Chicken, dude.
Family Guy, Simpsons, and from what from Cartoon Network? My two favorite shows that shaped who I am was Steven Universe and Regular Show.
Regular Show. You know who else likes Regular Show?
Regular Show.
And my mom!
Regular Show was a fucking banger. Probably one of the best Cartoon Network shows and definitely extremely underrated.
Oh yeah, definitely. Just I don't really approve of the Mordecai X Twilight stuff. just oh my god.
Airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars.
But don't get me wrong. I also loved old Nickelodeon stuff like Jimmy Neutron, Cat Dog, Angry Beavers, and the first couple seasons of SpongeBob will always be the best.
Mister, could you give me that croissant?
Yeah, mister, can you give me that croissant?
Jimmy Neutron was...
Alrighty, Jimbo. I think it's time that I give you my Twitter account.
Honestly, I feel like the show wouldn't be the same without the, you know, the generic janky computer animation that it had. Yeah, no,
it wouldn't be. It'd probably suck a bit if they remade it. As much as I'd love to see Jimmy Neutron come back, it wouldn't be as good as the original.
Yeah, I feel like the janky computer animation really added to the show.
It really did, in its own right.
It made the show the immortal meme it is today.
Oh, I'm feeling all nostalgic.
I never really watched a lot of stuff from Nickelodeon because I never had Nicktoons, and most of the stuff on Nickelodeon was like live action, which honestly, oh, yeah. I wasn't really a fan of live action, but
you can't go wrong with stuff.
The two shows. You can't go wrong with stuff like... Yeah.
You can't really go wrong with stuff like Drake and Josh, and yeah. Hell, I even liked iCarly to a degree. Like, I found some of it pretty funny.
Yeah, and Drake and Josh was like classic, a cult classic.
And plus, I love George Lopez. That was a really good show too.
And like out of the new ones, stuff like the Thundermans and. The Henry Danger, those two were pretty good from like
yeah, yeah. I kind of enjoy Henry Danger. Henry Danger can be quite entertaining.
I fucking hate the animated version of Henry Danger.
Wait, there was an animated version?
Yeah, there's an animated version. It looks so bad. They gave it that, like, you know how they made the reboot of Scooby-Doo with, like, the really fucking ugly characters?
What, like the live-action remakes, or...
No, the animation remakes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the new ones that, like, Twitter went absolutely shit about.
Oh, you mean, like, with the new movie Scoob that came out a couple years back?
Oh, wait, I don't know. Let me check.
Yeah, because there was, like, a 3D animated movie called Scoob, and so many people hated it, and the hate is pretty valid.
No. It wasn't Scoob. It was, like, a brand new Scooby-Doo show.
Oh, well, I don't really pay attention to the new stuff that comes out, except if it's anime, but other than that, I don't really pay attention to new cartoons, because like I said, I'm a boomer in that aspect of I prefer the older stuff.
Oh, this shit. Wait, I'm gonna send it to it right now. Look at how fucking ugly these fucking characters are. Wait, look at this shit.
Oh my god, what the fuck?
It's like this kind of like,
it looked like they belong in a Family Guy skit.
Yeah.
Like a Family Guy cutaway gag.
Yeah, and...
That's what they look like to me.
Yeah, and guess fucking what? They made what? The same thing with Henry Danger.
Oh no, I don't even know if I want to see that.
I fucking... My sister watches that from time to time, and I just can't fucking look at it. It's literally the same thing, but they just made it fucking animated. And I don't know why. The live action was so good. So fucking good. And they just had to fuck it up.
Well, they gotta make it appealing to the kiddies. So make it animated.
And like, the biggest fuck up that I saw with Cartoon Network was fucking Teen Titans Go, bro.
Oh, don't get me fucking started on Teen Titans Go. That show is... Oh, it's such a disgrace to the original.
Yeah. As much as I enjoyed the really fucking janky comedy that was... It was a fucking dumpster fire. Like...
To be honest, in my opinion, it was nothing but poop and fart jokes. That...
Yeah, it definitely
like,
was.
It was mostly to appeal to the kids, so... Who gives a fuck about the original source material? Just make all the characters fart and make shit jokes all day.
Okay, like, don't give me wrong. Some of the episodes were actually like decent and stayed true to like the Teen Titans vibe the original had. But the most infuriating thing about it is that they never finished the original. Because the last season ended on, like, Terra breaking up with Beast Boy and, like, running up into the light, and that was the end. Or something like that. That's how I remember it. And they, like, never finished that. It's just no new seasons, and then just Teen Titans Go appeared out of nowhere.
I don't even know.
And like, I wouldn't really be bothered by Teen Titans Go. Like, it wasn't that horribly bad. You know, it's still like...
Yeah, if it actually took itself somewhat more seriously and didn't result to like, you know, bathroom humor as a like a base for their plots and shit, then I'd actually be a lot more interested in it, because I feel like there was like potential for it, but they just went at it the wrong way.
But the worst thing that worried me about the show and basically ruined the entire thing was the fact that it was on Cartoon Network all the fucking time. Like,
I literally saw my little brother watch it all the time, and I'm like, dude, how can you watch this? And he's like, because there's poop, big brother. And I'm like, dude, you're 10 years old. Come on, man.
But when the show, like, was in its, like, prime, when it had the most watch time, these guys ran 24-hour marathons of that show. So, quite literally, some days when I checked the Cartoon Network schedule, it was Teen Titans Go all day, except for the two episodes of Steven Universe.
Just two.
Yeah. Because here, this Cartoon Network, Czechia, I think, because us Slovaks don't really get the privilege of shows, because Czechs and Slovaks are pretty much the same language, but for some reason, Czechs don't really understand Slovak. Which is kind of funny. But most of our, like, cartoon channels and stuff are in Czech, which is not really a problem for me, because I understand Czech to a very good level. I am trilingual.
Not even bilingual. I mean, I know a little bit of Spanish, but it's school Spanish.
I know my language, Slovak language, obviously. I know Czech language and obviously English.
Really? And I had no idea you knew English.
Yeah, me neither.
Huh. You learn something new every day. Continue.
And a lot of people that I've talked to, including the host, guest that we had the previous episode of the podcast, mentioned that he would never guess that I was from Europe and that I sound like 100% like American.
To be honest, I kind of had that impression too.
And I might sound a lot older than I actually am. I mean, how do I sound to you?
Honestly, you sound around my age, so maybe early 20s.
Well, early 20s, yeah. I'm 19. Yeah.
God damn, I was close.
So, I've mostly gathered up this English from just YouTube and movies and stuff.
And Pornhub.
I don't really know. Like, you don't really pay the attention to, like, actual, like, words they're saying, you know?
To be honest, if you're looking for bad acting, Pornhub is probably the way to go.
Yeah. Like,
and you should hear, like, certain hentai dubs on Pornhub. Like, some of them are pretty good, and others are just like, bruh. They must have got Steve from the janitor team to voice these characters. Like, they just pulled him in for a few seconds. The man had no experience of voice acting whatsoever. And I don't know, man. Sometimes I watch hentai, like, really bad dubs just for the entertaining voice acting, not even for the hentai itself.
So, like, when I watch, like, people, like, for example, Eva Elfie, which she's, I think she's Russian. I think she's Russian. And just, God, that, she has such a ear-scratching accent. And, like, every time I hear it in, like, a porn video she's in, it just fucking, it's so bad to hear. Like, it's such a fucking turn off.
In Mother Russia,
like,
pussy go in penis, not the other way around.
I will not lie, Russian accent is pretty hot.
Oh yeah, definitely.
But sometimes, like, if it's, like, sometimes when it's, like, forced acting, like, porn, it just doesn't sound good at all.
The erection just goes back in.
Yeah. Okay. On like, another note, what would you consider, like, the hottest accent?
Okay, so, no question about it. The accent that gives me, or that is the biggest turn on for me, would have to be a British accent.
British?
Yes, I do like British accents. They're just so elegant and so, you know, posh. In fact, that's one of my favorite accents to use. Although I don't know why, just the English accent is just something special to me.
Oi, mate. Care for some tea, mate?
And of course, you got Australian. Australian's quite a fun one to use as well, mate.
As much as I would like to use a British accent, I just don't feel really that comfortable with, like, using it.
Oh, well, that's totally up to you, my friend.
Because, like, I feel like when you're doing a British accent, you, like, got, like, you got, like, pull, like, your tongue back so, like, it bounces off your tongue.
And yes, you just kind of go let it. Just kind of gotta let it flow through you, you know.
Yeah, it's pretty uncomfortable.
Yeah, some people say it's an easy accent. Oh, crap! That was Australian. That was British. Well, you know, mate, it is a little hard to get the hang of, but you know, in my case, I do watch a lot of actors, especially with the British accent, you know. So after watching it, I'll kind of just, you know, watch how their lips move and just the conjunctions and all that. And, you know, it's actually kind of simple for me, but it's not perfect, you know. It's not pristine as it should be.
So, for me, as much as it is cliche, it's French.
I would do a French accent, but I don't want to sound offensive.
Oh, baguette.
Oh, baguette.
Oui, oui, je m'appelle français.
Because being an aspiring voice actor myself, like, there are some accents that I try to do, but I worry that if I do them wrong, people are going to take them really offensively, so that's just I usually keep them to myself unless I know I can do them properly.
Yeah, I actually learned a bit of German when I was in school, and I was never good at German. Like, as much as I wanted to, I always got horrible grades from German, and I think it was like grade 9 or grade 10 when I was leaving elementary. I barely passed German. German was the only thing that I like barely passed that I scaved, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But luckily, now that I'm in like high school, or you might call it high school.
Yeah, we do.
We don't have German here, so because it's IT, so really the only thing you have to focus on is English, because you're not going to be writing code in German, you know.
I mean, you never know.
But I find the German accent hilariously funny.
I can see where you're coming from there. Nine!
It's not BMW, it's Bayerische Montreux Werke.
I don't know what you're talking about, but
Oh, you don't know like the car brand BMW?
Yes, I know the BMW.
So BMW stands for Bayerische Motor Werke.
Well, I did not know that. I did not know, but I tell you what, I'm going to get to the chopper now.
I feel like that was more so like an angry American man rather than a German.
That was supposed to be Arnold Schwarzenegger, but as you can tell, I am a aspiring voice actor, meaning I am not professional.
Well, I think Arnold spent most of his life in America, didn't he?
Right. Which one of you assholes stole my Häagen-Dazs ice cream? It specifically said my name on it. It said Arnold. So which one of you assholes ate my ice cream?
Oh yeah, a fun fact. Arnold Schwarzenegger is not German.
I didn't think he was German, but I had no idea what he was.
He's Austrian American.
Oh, he's Austrian?
Yeah.
Oh, I had no idea.
But I don't. Oh, was he? Yeah, he was born in Thal, Styria, Austria.
Oh, what do you know?
Oh yeah, right. He was the youngest Mr. Olympia winner.
Really, how old was he?
When he reached Mr. Olympia, it doesn't say when he first won it, but it says he won Mr. Universe at 20, but
Damn, good for him.
I think he won Miss Olympia at like 27 or something.
Hey, get it, Arnold.
And he also made his own kind of like Mr. Olympia, which is called like the Arnold Sports Festival.
Well, how about that?
So there are some, like, if you've ever been on German
I
YouTube is complete trash fire. Like, it's complete chaos. If you, there's a person called Drachenlord, which is like Dragon Lord.
Okay.
And
Continue.
this man is a absolute fanatic. Like, you done bad when the German authorities tell you not to stream online.
What did he do?
Well, one
Was he doing?
thing, he's a very angry German man, and he's also like a hunk. He's a fucking like he's a fucking unit, you know?
Easy there.
And a unit in the sense that he's fat and not that he has a lot of muscle.
Oh. About to say easy there, Tiger.
And I don't know really the entire story because most of what I got about him was from Count Dankula,
What
which
is
is
that?
he's like a very kind of controversial YouTuber, and he does a series called Mad Lads, which basically he documents like, well, Mad Lads.
Ang angry, angry
People
YouTubers.
like cult leaders, YouTubers, etc.
Oh, I have to check him out.
And I don't know if you know this, but he also did a racist version of Yako's Around the World song.
Oh God, I don't know if I want to know.
So it's Basically, he took the worst thing from every country and replaced the name of the country with that thing.
What?
So, for stuff like Russia, he said, those pesky hackers.
Wow. Wow.
And for a lot of countries, he just straight up said pedos, so, yeah.
Damn.
And any mention of that video is immediately banned on YouTube. So, if you try to re-upload that video or even feature a segment from that video in any video is getting taken down.
Damn. Well, I mean, that's no surprise. I mean, it sounds pretty fucked up.
It's incredibly funny, though. Like, Count Dankula in general is, like, that kind of, like, edgy YouTuber that has, like, edgy humor, but it's actually funny and not, like, extremely fucking edgy.
Oh, okay, I see.
And most of the stuff he talks about is actually really informative, so, yeah.
So he's kind of like EDP, but, you know, not cringy or a pedophile, I assume.
Honestly, EDP was kind of funny. Like,
I never found him funny. Like,
as much as I kind of didn't like him after all that stuff came out, he's, like, all around a pretty humorous person in the sense that it's extremely funny to make fun of him.
Yeah, that's pretty much the only thing that made him funny, to make fun of him, and especially after, you know, with the whole cupcake situation, as me and my friends like to call it.
So, it's basically the same thing happened with Dragon Lord.
Mm-hmm.
People watched him to make fun of him. And one, like, mistake that he did was he succumbed to the trolls and gave them his address.
Wow, that is
He said, like, blah, 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 my address, come at me. You know?
And he actually did that.
And now, hundreds of people are coming to his house every month to shit on him.
Well, he's pretty much asked for it, so I don't feel bad for him.
And it gotten to the point where he just lost his shit, and he got arrested for assaulting multiple people that, like, went to, like, you know, annoy him.
Yeah.
And I have no idea. They told him that if he stops streaming that they will drop the charges and he can be free as long as he never streams again. And I don't know what happened. That happened 3 months ago. He's still streaming, so I don't know.
Huh. I mean, that seems like a pretty fair compromise.
Because he's definitely not in jail because he still puts out daily streams. And
who knows what happened?
He didn't stop streaming, so yeah.
Well, I mean, to be fair, he was asking for all of it.
Like, yeah, definitely.
You could have just ignored the trolls, but no, you just decided to put your address out there. So, whatever you had coming to you, you deserved it for your stupidity.
Yeah. I would say that he definitely did deserve every single thing of that. Although, I feel like some of the trolls went a little bit too far in what they were doing. Because, like, you know, annoying him is one thing, but throwing eggs and rocks at him is
a little bit too far. Yeah, pretty sure that's physical assault.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, he lives in a village with, like, 140 people. So, you can see that the village is getting pretty tired of him and the constant assault that's happening on his property.
Yeah, I could imagine.
So, on terms of anime, what is your favorite? What's your favorite great anime?
You have excellent transitions, by the way. What? Your transitions from topic to topic are actually really fantastic, my friend.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I've heard way worse. But so on the topic of anime, personally for me, I'm mostly into shonens, isekais and stuff like that.
Wait, I completely forgot, was that shoujo shonen? Is that like a male-female protagonist or something?
I think so. To be honest, I don't watch anime that often, but when I do, I usually go with either shonens or isekais.
For me, I particularly enjoy romance because, as a certain scientist said, you most enjoy the things that you don't have. I am in grave depression. So, some of my favorites include Horimiya, which honestly is probably like the closest you'll get to like an actual authentic love story. Because Horimiya explores a lot of the parts of a relationship that other romance doesn't. And most importantly, there's no fucking fighting over the MC.
Damn.
Everybody has their own ladies that they go out with. Nobody's fighting. It's fucking awesome. Alright. No fucking citrus, you know, love octagon kind of shit, you know? It's time to battle in the octagon.
The octagon.
On the topic of citrus, have you seen citrus?
Yes, I have actually. I do have a couple grapefruits in my kitchen, if that's what you mean.
No, the anime, Citrus.
Oh, they made an anime about annoying orange? Huh. Guess, when people get desperate, huh?
No, Citrus is actually lesbian incest. Well, I wouldn't really say it's incest because it's like stepsister, you know? But
yeah, I mean, there are some people who are into the step bro, step sis mechanic.
Oh, step bro, I'm stuck.
Yep, that'd be it.
Honestly, I find it funny that then a turn on, because if I hear like step bro, I'm stuck, help me, and like an actual porn, I just bust out laughing.
Yeah, I probably find it pretty funny too.
Yeah, so what Citrus is, it's like it's a complete dumpster fire. It has amazing animation and a amazing concept story. Just the way that story is executed is just horrible. Horrible, horrible. The first few episodes were pretty good. Episode 1 to 5 were pretty good. But as soon as episode 6 rolled around, it went to shit.
Damn.
So I don't know if you really care about spoilers.
Be my guest.
So in episode 6, a pink-haired girl, aka our childhood friend, appeared. And mm-hmm. I kid you not, and my friend who I watched anime with will be a witness that the second I saw her, I just said that this character is going to be manipulative and is going to most likely blackmail the main character.
Damn, that's fucked up.
And guess what fucking happened?
They lived happily ever after?
No. The exact thing I said at the start of the episode happened. Damn.
Well, I'll be darned.
And it's pretty fucked up. This character is supposedly in middle school and makes her allowance sending lewd pictures to adults on the internet.
Damn, this anime actually sounds kind of sad.
Although, she has it worked out because they, like, confronted her about it, and she was like, don't worry, I just found something online. They don't really know the difference. Right? So, they at least kind of saved her character with that, but I still don't believe a thing they say, because it's Citrus, you know? Then is the fact that there was one comment that pretty much encapsulated the anime in three words. Oh, wait, no. Four words. Four.
Numbers are hard.
In four words, and that was lesbian sexual assault simulator.
Sorry, what?
Lesbian sexual assault simulator. And I kid you not, there is not a single episode of Citrus where there wouldn't be a lesbian sexual assault.
I don't know if I want to watch this anime, can't lie.
So, the main problem I had with that anime is that it was going back and forth and back and forth. In the means that those two stepsisters, you know, at first, one confessed their love, second kind of pushed them apart, then that one who pushed them apart just confessed to her, and she pushes her apart, and it just goes back and forth and back and forth, right, until the last episode. So I was like looking at it like, what the fuck? As much as the animation was, like, very nice, and some of the fan service scenes were pretty fucking good. Just, like, the story was really lacking. And, like, the execution was just horrible. Just plain up horrible.
Not all animes are winners.
X-Arm.
We don't talk about that one.
Yeah, that thing was a complete dumpster fire.
We don't talk about X-Arm. That never existed, as far as I'm aware.
Oh yeah, I saw someone like reanimate X-Arm, like a single scene from X-Arm. With like actual 2D animation, and it looked pretty good.
Better than the original, I assume.
Fun fact, the people who worked at X-Arm have never done a anime before.
Well, that explained a lot.
Yeah, that explained why they... That still doesn't explain why they used both 3D and 2D animation at the same time.
But we all know who the greatest anime villain of all time is.
Oh, which one?
The through hand. The through hand.
Okay, I didn't know if you watched Redo of Healer.
Nope. Can't say I have. Like I said, there's so much anime I need to watch nowadays.
So, Redo of Healer is like, you know how some anime push the boundaries between anime and hentai?
Yeah.
Stuff like High School DxD.
Is that the one where the guy slaps the girl in the face with his dick?
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, okay. Yep, I am aware of that one. That one kind of pushes the boundaries between anime and hentai.
No, that thing just completely shattered it. Although, I gotta say, I enjoyed watching the anime.
Oh, is it good?
Well, if you are like me, who loves revenge anime, it's...
Oh yeah, just by the way they treated the protagonist, I can understand. Yeah, like they literally raped the man. So.
It feels so fucking good. Just seeing that character that just treated the main character like shit, just scream in agony.
Oh, and, remind me not to piss you off.
I was a pretty explosive person when I was younger, but right now, I'll tell you, it's pretty fucking hard to piss me off.
Well, I mean, you definitely seem like a chill person, and plus, from the day we met, you seemed like a nice person.
Yeah, I would say that I am a nice person, but everybody knows that anyone who proclaims they're a nice person is not a nice person, so, yeah. But, I was very explosive. I was a very explosive person, and because of these explosions that I had, I kind of locked it out, you know? Stuff like, and I acquired the I don't give a fuck mentality.
Which is not a bad mentality to have.
Right. Although for me it's I don't give a fuck about pretty much anything. Right?
Yeah, well that's relatable, so sometimes it just be like that.
Yeah. So I am neurodivergent, if you know what that is.
Yeah, sure, I know what that is.
So basically, I have some kind of, like, mental illness, you know?
Okay, I see.
But, like, neurodivergent means, like, a mental condition. So, my condition is ADHD.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a pretty common one, so...
Yeah, ADHD is pretty common, so... I was one of those gifted kids that don't know shit now.
Like what, from school?
Yeah. I was labeled as, like, gifted. You know, I was, like, incredibly smart.
Yep, that... I am in that same boat. Like, I was one of the smartest kids in school, but nowadays... If you asked me some of the same shit you asked me back in the day, I would not be able to.
Yeah, I actually received the honor of skipping a grade.
Oh, lucky you.
But I refused.
Excuse me. Sorry, I burped.
I refused. This was in first grade, and I was like given the opportunity to skip a grade, which I regret a lot not taking that opportunity. But hey, at least now I can drink in high school.
Oh, yeah, you have that going for you.
Although, let's be honest, here in Eastern Europe, nobody gives a fuck about how old you are. Like, I regularly see 13-year-olds just drinking on the street.
Wow.
'Cause quite literally, people don't care, mostly.
I mean, that's kind of in America, too.
Oh, yeah. The thing about America, it's fucking weird, yeah. Hey, you want to drink? Nah, man, you gotta be 21. Oh, you want a gun? Yeah, sure thing, man. Got you.
Don't remind me.
It's fucking stupid, bro. Like, why would you put alcohol at 21 if you can get a gun at 18? Like, bruh.
America's just built different, man.
And fun fact, in Germany, alcohol is actually from 16 years old. But
really,
it only applies to soft alcohol like beer.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
Because in Germany, beer is a tradition, you know, Oktoberfest, that kind of stuff. Oktoberfest.
Oktober.
So, beer is a part of Germany itself, so it kind of makes sense why they would do that.
Yeah.
And it's probably not true, but I've also heard that in France, wine is not really treated as an alcohol, or at least wasn't.
What, it's like treated as a normal everyday drink?
I mean, as much as I haven't heard from anybody from France about that, like, pop culture really seems to throw it that way.
Yeah, I could see that.
Because, again, France is literally the country of wine. And baguette.
Baguette.
So there are a lot of, like, labels that, tourists have given to other countries. For example, our label is the land of mountains, because we have a shit ton of mountains.
Land of mountains. That sounds like something you... I don't know why. That name just sounds so mystical to me.
And, fun fact, my house is placed higher than the highest point of the Netherlands.
Really?
Yeah. Actually, it's twice the height of the highest point of the Netherlands.
Damn, so at least you're always high.
Because my house is, at an altitude of 650 meters.
Well, I'll be honest, I don't speak metric system, so...
Oh, yeah. One moment. It is 2,200 feet.
Oh, wow. Thank you for converting it for me. I appreciate that.
And the highest point of Netherlands is only about 1,000 feet.
Only about 1,000?
Yep. It's like 308 meters, which is around 1,000 feet. That's a lot of feet.
Oh, yes, I do like my feet.
I feel like we talked about a lot of stuff. It's been an hour and 12 minutes already.
Has it been an hour already?
It's been an hour and 10 minutes already.
Sheesh. Yeah, we have talked about a lot of stuff. A lot of different topics.
Yeah.
From racism to lesbian...
lesbian sexual assault simulator.
Yeah, that. Old cartoons, so...
Another thing that I would like to say about cartoons is...
Like I said, flawless transitions, my friend.
I mean... I am a podcast host, so I kind of do have to have that quality.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. But yes, as you were saying.
cartoons made by French people are fucking bangers.
Really?
You know, there's a really good one from France that had the, how would I say it? That had the honor to be in Netflix's anime-inspired top 10.
Damn, that's quite an honor.
And it was Wakfu.
Never heard of that.
And the way I discovered this show was from a hentai parody.
Okay.
Which was conveniently named Walk Fuck.
Wait, you said it was a hentai parody?
Yeah. Like,
well, how does it?
They took a scene from the show and altered it to include a sex scene.
Ah.
So, I think the scene in particular was of them. Of course, it's lesbians, because why the fuck not? So, the scene in particular was they were in some kind of hotel, because they were on their way to somewhere. I don't know, I haven't watched the thing in years. But they were originally supposed to just blow out the candles and sleep, but instead they just fucked, you know?
Yep, that's about right.
Yeah, I think that is...
Oh, Stepson, instead of blowing on these candles, why don't you blow on my wiener?
Why don't you blow on my wee-wee?
Since Mom and Dad aren't home, you can go get stuck in the dryer, too. It'd be so hot.
So, yeah,
the day you see me voice act in like a low budget hentai is the day you're allowed to block me on Twitter.
Bro, I initially wanted to like ask you to like.
I'm sorry. Yeah, continue. What?
I initially like wanted to ask you as like something that we could like put on X videos was just like. A complete shitfire of just taking some kind of hentai scenes and just try to reenact them.
Oh, God.
I mean, it would be funny.
I mean, yeah, sure, I'm down. It's gonna be funny as fuck, so might as well. What else would one do in your spare time?
Indeed, indeed. I am an, What are you known for? Like, I'm gonna be, like, applying to, like, some kind of big, you know, VTuber fucking, group. Like,
yeah.
CyberLive or some shit like that. It was like, what are some of your, notable works? I'm like, I dubbed a hentai.
Oh. You got the job?
Am I? You're hired, man. Instantly. we're gonna be in CyberLife's hentai division.
What a dream. What a dream.
Bro, imagine like a group of like hentai VTubers.
I'm almost certain that's a thing. I'm pretty sure it's a thing. Absolutely, yeah, it is, because I follow one of them.
Really? They actually have,
I don't know if she does hentai herself, but she is a chatterbait streamer, so that's got to say something.
Well, the only chatterbait streamer I follow, well, that I'm aware of, I probably follow a lot more after my following spree of 1,400 people. But the only one I follow is Project Melody.
Ah, yes, of course.
Fun fact, I am in her Patreon server.
Nice.
And on my old account, on the one from 2014 that got banned, she blocked me.
Damn.
And to this day, I'm pretty sure that she's the only person that ever blocked me. Ever.
I can only imagine what you did to get yourself blocked by her.
I literally did shit. I didn't do anything.
She was probably like, hmm.
I just checked her Twitter one day and realized, like, oh yeah, she blocked me.
Huh? Well, you never know.
Oh yeah, the funniest thing is that the thing that got me banned was telling a zoophile to kill themselves.
Wait, telling who?
A zoophile.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I can get behind you.
Yeah, someone who fucks animals.
Yeah, I am fully aware of what a zoophile is, trust me.
And the shit that happened on my account when I got hacked back in 2018 didn't get me banned. Like, after I got on that account, like after I got it back, there were so many fucking posts of like Nazi propaganda, just pictures of Auschwitz, and just
Oh,
a lot of weird
Jesus.
ass fucking shit. And I suspect that that may be what turned Project Melody to block me.
That might have been it.
That might have been it, but I'm not even sure if I followed her at that point. But maybe, just maybe. And that didn't get me banned. That didn't even get me a warn or a suspension. Right? I obviously deleted it, but I mean, my account had like 10 followers when that happened, so I'm pretty sure somebody has to like report that content for it to actually like get taken down.
Yeah, I think that's I'm pretty sure that's how it works.
Unlike TikTok, which at TikTok you get banned for literally anything.
Yeah, I'm not really a huge TikTok person.
So, I have a TikTok account. It has like 1,500 followers.
Damn.
A lot of my videos get taken down for literally no reason. And one of those videos was me saying, "Hey, hey, hey, I will suck your dick," with like a vampire filter on.
Blah blah blah, I will suck your cock.
And you know what the reason for the takedown was?
What?
Minor safety.
Well, I mean, yeah, I can understand that. Because you never know, kids are all over the internet nowadays, so.
Yeah, TikTok is especially a platform where kids would form a lot.
One of the reasons I don't go on TikTok, and plus I never was interested in it, so.
Oh, yeah. Right now, TikTok is the most visited website on the entire internet, even beating Google.
Wow.
And
Beating us.
I kind of get it, 'cause TikTok is extremely addictive.
Almost like Twitter. Twitter's pretty.
Especially for someone like me who has ADHD, and I have the attention span of a rubber duck.
Rubber ducky,
So
you're the one.
if something doesn't interest me, I just don't watch it. And TikTok is the perfect example for that. You're just one swipe away from the next video and the next thing that could possibly entertain you. And that's what's so addictive about TikTok.
Well, I mean, I'm not trying to hate on TikTok or anything, but I just never really found it that interesting. And plus, a bit overhyped.
Yeah, and also TikTok is very much ruining this generation of kids.
Yep, just like with Fortnite.
And Cocomelon. Because fun fact, Cocomelon was scientifically proven to shorten the attention span of kids and even give them mental illnesses.
What?
So, I'm not going to really go into detail because I'm going to be ending the stream soon. But
I knew it was evil.
But Cocomelon, a lot of Cocomelon animations have extremely fast cuts and really, really short scenes. So the cut-ins between scenes are very fast, which leaves the child processing way too much information and overloading their brain.
Wow.
Which,
like I said, I knew Cocomelon was evil.
Yeah, which shortens their attention span, and dumbs them, you know? So, at that point, they just don't want to watch anything besides Cocomelon, because everything except Cocomelon feels extremely slow to them because of the sheer amount of information they have to swallow while watching Cocomelon.
Wow.
And no, I didn't watch a 2-hour documentary on why this is true. I think it was 2 hours, I don't know. But, yeah.
You know, you said you didn't watch it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, look, I am somebody...
What are you trying to say, Hayes?
I am somebody who gets intrigued by the stupidest shit. I've watched the entire documentary, which I watched a documentary entirely centered around Disney's Fast Pass.
What?
Which was there's a documentary on Disney's Fast Pass that is 1 hour and 40 minutes.
Jeez.
And the person that is doing the documentary on YouTube, a part of that video was doing a complete simulation of a Disneyland park with all of the Fast Pass generations in it comparing each other. And I have no idea why I found it so interesting, but I just sat there for 1 hour and 40 minutes just looking at it.
And I hope you... And that's an hour that you'll never get back.
It's a hour and 40 minutes that I'll never get back.
Who's counting the seconds? Obviously you.
What seconds, bro? I meant 40 minutes.
Who's counting down the hours, the minutes, whatever measure you want to use?
Oh, why would you do that when time goes so fast? Oh, yeah. Another thing that I have figured out from my own perspective. Time.
What's that?
Time seems to go much faster if you're tired.
Really?
Yeah. Because, for example, I've watched a video or, like, a song or something. I've watched it in the middle of a day when I'm completely rested, I'm completely fine. It's normal speed. But when I watch it when I'm, like, extremely, either extremely tired or just woken up, it seems faster. I don't know. Maybe there's a study done on that, who knows. But yeah, that's how I feel about it.
I'm sure after this podcast, you're going to go look it up. So,
indeed, I will. Because I know there's a study about the fact that time gets faster the older you get. But I don't know about being tired and that kind of stuff. But I do know that the older you get, the faster the time passes. At least for you.
Well, thank you for the lesson, Master Pays.
Alright, so I hope you liked here being grilled on this podcast.
Yeah. It was definitely a lot of fun. I did enjoy it. And I appreciate you having me here. I'm glad we were finally able to do this.
Everyone, this was Esol. Be sure to check him out on Twitter. It's going to be in the description, if I remember to put it there.
And who knows?
Also, check me out on Twitter, where I'm going to be posting a lot of stuff, random stuff, memes, and also alerts on when the next podcast will be.
Yes, I highly suggest you follow him, everybody.
And possibly even that hentai collab we just just went on about a few minutes ago.
That's probably gonna happen, folks. He put that plan in motion, so that's probably gonna happen. Who knows?
Yeah, we are very persistent people.
Yes, when a job needs to get done, we get it done. No matter how much we need to moan to get it done, it's going to be completed.
And it's going to be fucking amazing. All right, everyone. See ya in the next episode. Hopefully next weekend, if I actually get someone to join me. And if you want to hop on the podcast, go ahead and hit me up on Twitter, will ya?
Slide into his DMs.
Hell yeah, I'm open to inquiries.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, see you next week.